Welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Hello and welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Natalie Cutler, National Leader of the Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group at BDO. Today we're exploring a trend that's reshaping the retail landscape, and that is store collaborations. From Nike and Apple to Best Buy and Amazon to Home Depot and Petco, these power partnerships are changing how and where we shop. Are they just a passing fad or a sign of something bigger? Joining me to unpack the rise of the retail collaborations is Ross Foreman. Welcome back, Ross.
Thank you for having me, Natalie.
Great. Ross, so store collaborations seem to be everywhere lately. Since we've talked about this on the show back when it first came onto the scene, I'm going to guess it's not really a passing fad, but curious to know, you know, what you think. And do you see this as a long-term shift in how retailers operate?
Yeah, I'd say we're well past the novelty phase. Store collaborations, they're not just some clever marketing stunt anymore. It's more of a strategic response to a rapidly evolving retail. You can kind of think of it as an ecosystem. And what we're seeing is a long-term shift in how retailers think about physical space, their brand equity, customer engagement. The partnerships allow for brands to share audiences. You can reduce overhead and create differentiated experiences that are, they're hard to replicate online. So In a landscape where foot traffic is precious and consumer attention so fragmented, collaboration is becoming a competitive advantage.
So what's driving this surge in store collaborations right now? Like, why now? You know, are there specific market forces or consumer behaviors making these partnerships more urgent and more appealing?
I see several forces converging. First, consumer expectations have changed. Shoppers want convenience, they want personalization, novelty, you know, something unique. Collaborations, they deliver on all three. And in second, the economics of retail are shifting. Rising real estate costs, supply chain volatility, and the ever-present margin pressure pushing brands to rethink their footprint. By partnering, they can optimize space, you share logistics, and you tap into each other's strengths. And then third, technology is enabling a more seamless integration, whether it's shared point of sale systems, some kind of unified loyalty programs, or co-branded digital experiences. And then finally, there's a need to optimize resources. So collaborations can help retailers share costs, you can access new technologies, and expand reach more efficiently than going it alone. These aren't just partnerships. As noted earlier, you know, it's that, think of it as an ecosystem.
Right. So it sounds like this is here to stay. It sounds like there's a lot of benefits for the retailers and for the consumer, actually. So in your view, what are some of the key ingredients for a truly successful store collaboration? Are there common pitfalls that retailers should be considering to make sure that they avoid?
To me, I think there's three things that stand out. First, brand alignment as it relates to successful collaboration. The partners, they have to share values. They have to have some type of audience overlap and a complementary value proposition. So think about, you know, Nike and Apple works because they both stand for innovation and lifestyle performance. Second, experience design. So the collaboration should feel intentional, not like this bolt-on, right? Something forced. It needs to create a unique customer journey that neither brand could deliver by itself. And then third, there's operational clarity, or the need for operational clarity. From inventory management to staffing to data sharing, those back-end components must be integrated as the front-end. So where collaborations fail is often in the execution. Things like misaligned incentives, unclear roles, and poor communication.
Yeah, it's really, you're right. I think at the end of the day, it really is all about execution, strategy and execution. So we know that these collabs are here to stay. Do you think this is it, or do you see this evolving over the next couple of years? And if yes, what new forms or what innovations might we expect from this trend in the future?
I think it is going to continue to evolve. I see several major shifts, one being cross-industry mashups. You know, so not just retail to retail, but retail to healthcare, retail to hospitality, maybe even retail to education. So imagine a fitness brand partnering with a mental wellness startup inside a mall space. Second, maybe something along the tech-enabled micro collaborations. You know, something smaller, more agile partnerships powered by AI, personalization engines, and some type of mobile platform. So think pop-ups that adapt in real time based on specific shopper behaviors. And then third, portfolio level strategy. Retailers will start to treat collaborations as part of their broader real estate and brand strategy, not just these one-off experiments. Ultimately, the most successful collaborations will be those that anticipate and respond to evolving consumer needs, leveraging the strengths of both partners to deliver something. And it's got to be something truly unique.
Excellent. Well, very good. Thank you for all that insight. Thank you, Ross. And if you enjoyed today's conversation, don't forget to add us to your library wherever you listen to podcasts, because staying ahead in retail starts with staying informed. Thanks for listening and have a wonderful day.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail Podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO's services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.